Moving away from your stand-up, or your poetry as it is, well, obviously well-known for your TV role as Psychic Simon, and last year the film came out. What was it like being a part of that project, or that shift from maybe TV and the online series to kind of making a film like that?
Well, it was really... it was quite a surreal experience, because I kind of... obviously, was quite a big part of my life. I would say that's probably quite a big part of my life before I was in it. In that I kind of always used to watch it. I always loved it when I was, you know, a sort of teenager. Mm. I guess it came out when I was about 17 or something. So it's kind of, it's a very surreal thing to be really, really into something and then get asked to be in it. I don't know how... I guess there are other sort of walks, other realms where that can happen. But for me, like, it literally feels like I used to really enjoy watching Liverpool play football as a kid, and then at 35, they just sort of phone me and say, look, is there any chance you want to play left back? And then you sort of go, yes.
Yeah, I've got some boots in the back.
You sort of think there must be a mistake, but you sort of go, yeah, give it a whirl. And everyone else will be really good, so they'll sort of carry me a bit. So, yeah, it's kind of... I can't really overemphasize the kind of enormity of it. When I got the call, I kind of thought, wow, that's
big,
that's a huge thing.
Big thumbs up from studio manager Chris there with mention of Liverpool. He's a big Liverpool fan, so...
Oh, is he? I'm not.
No, I'm not either. I'm a Leeds fan.
I used to like it when I was a kid. Are you a Leeds fan?
I'm a Leeds fan, yeah, which is always...
Oh, they had a good bit, didn't they?
We had a good bit, not so good now.
Not so good now, but what about that good bit?
Oh, the players and everything. It's great.
It's really good.
Really,
I used to like them then. Yeah, how could you not? Apart from us, some of them were a bit... Some of them were very nice, were they, some of the players?
No, some of them did get themselves into a bit of trouble, you might say.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? I like O'Leary.
Oh, yeah, exactly, David O'Leary, the old times. This is great, just talking about Leeds on a Manchester radio.
Well, it must be painful, though, now.
Yes, it is. It's heartache every week.
Good bit, though, wasn't it?
Great bit. It's a bit like your girlfriend left you, and now you're just like trying to kind of fill that back up, fill that void in your life.
Yeah.
Trying to replicate the good times.
Yeah. Snodgrass. Yeah, didn't you?
Exactly. You know, I thought there was potential there, but you know, he wasn't the one.
They've all gone. Are you a selling club?
Yeah, we seem to be that. We've always got... There's always a bargain on. There's always wholesale fire sales going on.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll buy a Leeds player.
Get yourself down, Leeds. Anyone can buy a Leeds player. They're always in hot demand.
I have one for my next show.
Indeed. Just think about it. Bring a player along. He could feature in your show.
Yeah.
So, like I say, you took part in that film. But you've also been in other films. You were in the Richard Awadi, however... Well, else you like to pronounce that. It's great for radio, that name. The Double, which I've seen and I was a big admirer of that. Is it something you'd like to move more into, kind of film stuff, or do you prefer?
I like it. I really like it. There's something quite... I mean, it's one of those things, I think, where the more if I'm doing the time, then I kind of think, oh, God, I wish I was doing my own show now.
Mm.
It's quite restrictive. But then, when you're doing your own show, you think, oh, God.
I wish I was doing
this
film.
This isn't worth it. This is stressful. I wish I was just acting. But no, I quite like it when I'm doing it. It's all right. I mean, I really enjoy doing it. That was an interesting one, Richard Iwadi's one, the double, because kind of felt like such a... It was right on my street.
He's... I'm a big fan of his work.
He's a clever man. And I remember, like...
very bizarre,
you do read quite a lot of... You do... So I tend to get sent... I don't get sent tons of scripts, but it's quite rare that you read one where you just think, oh, very nice.
Hmm.
That was one where I just thought, oh, my goodness, that's good.
Definitely
and
doing it.
Going on to... it was quite interesting. A similar sort of thing to what I was saying about Partridge. You just kind of think, kind of quite flattering to be involved with going on set and just seeing... all the colours, really. I mean, the whole thing was sort of so well thought through. It felt like there was a guy who had a vision for how he wanted his film to be.
Yeah, very kind of multi-layered. It was very bizarre, but it was
nice. And you kind of feel like, there's a nice, well thought through thing happening, and you're sort of weirdly involved. and I liked it. Yeah, it's fun. I would like to do.
Will there be anything in the future, anything like that? You think you'll be coming up, maybe collaborating them, or any other TV works you're thinking about? Or?
No, I don't think so. I did a.
You sound very melancholy when you said that. Like, no, that's I've had me run.
I just want Richard Ayoade to sort of write another film and just ask me to be in it again.
Just be in it. Yeah.
They were good times. But I'm doing a. There's a show called Plebs, which is sort of Romans.
Yes, I've seen that. Award-winning, am I right? Thinking, or was it?
It's award-winning. Yeah.
Award-winning comedy.
Yeah, and I've got a guy who I work with a lot called Tom Basden, who wrote it.
Yes, Tom Basden, indeed.
Yeah, he's great, and I'm in that one episode.
Nice.
It's serious, and I think that's in a couple of weeks. But no, in terms of acting coming up, I don't know. I always sort of work on the basis that probably, realistically, if I want to be in a film, I've got to sort of work out how to write one, I think.
Mm.
But they're really hard to write. I mean, not that I'm trying, but, well, I've tried a couple of times, but they're quite difficult. So I need to work out how to do that, and then once I've got that nailed, then I can obviously... I've got a big chance of being cast in it.
Good stuff. So finally, if you had to just pick like your favourite kind of medium, obviously you do stand up or even radio or TV or, you know, theatre, what would you say is like your favourite that you like to do?
I think it's not really a medium. I think it's just sort of a kind of principle, which is I think at the moment it's probably stand-up or, you know, live stuff, just because it's your show and it's something that you've kind of painstakingly put together, and so you kind of feel like you're putting your thing out there. So I guess it's that at the moment, but that's what I mean about my writing a film. I think that would be my favourite. The idea of making something that I was very proud of, but in the same way as I'm proud of this stuff. But it was a film. I think that would be pretty nice. But, you know, it's all pie in the sky, isn't it? That's quite difficult to do.
It is. It's not as easy as you think. I dabbled at writing a few scripts in my time, and it's hard.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote a sitcom. Got read by the BBC.
How was it?
Got read by the BBC, but then, you know, obviously the big and then it's all done. But...
I know, and I bet you put hours and hours and hours into it.
Well, yeah, and that's why I kind of got into radio, because I like the kind of instantness of it, you know, and kind of getting your own stuff out there rather than spending hours away locked in a room writing and then...
Yeah, I like it. I like radio. I'm writing that's my next thing, is writing a radio show.
Radio show? I have
a radio show that I do with Tom Basden.
Tom, will that be coming out shortly, or is it just all in the early days?
Yeah, that comes out in, I think that comes out in February.
February. And so, what will that be on? Is that BBC
that's Radio,
Radio 4.
4,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like a late-night poetry programme, and it's only 15 minutes long, but it's amazing.
Nice.
Weirdly, it takes longer than 15 minutes to write.
Of course. Well, yeah, indeed. Right, well, thanks for talking to us today, Tim. It's been an absolute pleasure. Good luck with your radio projects. I'll be keeping an ear out, not an eye, but an ear out for that.
Yeah, you keep your ear firmly out.
We'll be out at all times.
Good.